After that, the angel has got with the purgatory. You know how many Protestant brothers, even the Catholics, some of them, don't believe in the purgatory. There are also some people don't believe in the hell, but the Protestant brothers and sisters, some of our people, they don't believe in the purgatory. And purgatory is a dogma. That is our teaching. No, after death, there is a hell, purgatory, or heaven. But hell and heaven is eternal, no end. But purgatory is not eternal. A place of purification, the time limit. You know, how many things they committed, how many things, what happened. So, depends on the people, the sins only, they can be short time, a long time, like that. Yeah. And purgatory, and also I told this place, we can see the end of that. It's like oceans. You know? Can you, when you go to ocean, and we can see Atlantic Ocean, we have the Pacific Ocean, Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
All this is so white. And we can see there are millions of people. Millions of people there.
So when you were there, that's how it appeared to you. Just you couldn't even see the end of it.
Yeah, not the end of that. And in the hell, we can screaming and yelling and fighting and everything, the hell, okay? But purgatory, the old people are crying because of scream, because of pain. No fighting there, no worms there, but the fire, of course. Like in the hell, there's fire. And the pain, the pain. In the hell, I was not supposed to communicate with them. But in the purgatory, I was allowed to communicate, and they talked to me, I talked to them. They told me, they're begging, please pray for us, please pray for us, please pray for us, please pray for us. We are suffering, suffering, suffering. You know, they are our brothers and sisters. They are our brothers, our parents, our family. So desperate need. So it's an, I tell you, purgatory prayer is very important. And I always encourage people to do the purgatory prayer. My mass, in the end of the mass, there is the prayer for the souls in purgatory, poor souls in purgatory. And there's an introduction prayer. And every day, Sunday, Tuesday, Monday, Tuesday, every day there's a prayer. I have a card. And yeah. this is the card I use that. It's a very beautiful card. And the prayers are here. And then the side here, there is the daily prayers here. I use this card. I give it to many, 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 many people around the world. Thousands and thousands of cards. I remember the St. Thomas Aquinas. You know, St. Thomas Aquinas is one of the greatest, saint. And plus, he is the theologian, and he is the great in our church, St. Thomas Aquinas. You know what he said about the souls in purgatory? What he said is, of all the prayers, the most meritorious, the most acceptable to God are prayers for the dead, because they imply all the works of charity, both corporal and spiritual. That's St. Thomas Aquinas. So we know how important to pray for them. It's a charity. Our family, our members, our friends, they are suffering. Now we don't see, you feed it, but they're suffering. So we had to help them. That's a charity, to help people who are suffering and crying.
How long were you there, and what were some of the questions that you were able to ask them?
For example, when you live in this world, there's no watch, there's no time. That time is different time. So I cannot say how long. It's a totally time difference. But within the short time, I experience everything. A short time. I don't want to, here you have to take time to see and study and do and research. There is instantly, automatically, like this. So I cannot answer, because within the short time, I experienced. And one of the main things, they cannot see God face to face. But they have the hope. People hope, and they know one day they go to heaven. And plus, they are the future saints. These four souls in purgatory, They are the future saints, you know that? Because after purification, go to heaven, then they're automatically, they're saints. Here the, you know, Pope canonized, we think they are the only saints. There are millions of people in heaven, they were not canonized by Pope. They were not canonized. So when you go to heaven, be automatically canonized by God. We are saints. That's our goal. Our goal of life is not in making money and happy here, enjoy the life and like everything luxury. No. The goal of life is mainly go to heaven. And Blessed Mother sometimes gave me messages to me. So one time she told me, tell the people, your life is very short. We know that short time, how many years COVID time, how many thousands and millions of people died around the world. Even now, every day, how many people dying every day? Even now, road accident or sickness or whatever reason. So she told, tell the people, our life is very, very short. And our goal is, we have eternal life. Our goal is go to heaven, eternal life. So what we shall do? We got to prepare. Repent on our sins. It's an Advent time now. It's December today. It's Advent time. Preparation, preparing coming of Christ. Preparing for the journey to eternity. Oh, that's our home. This is not our home. This is nothing. It's a temporary. So yeah. Permanent home is heaven. So we have to prepare. Our communication, they told me, when you pray for them, they can go to heaven early.